something went on here and something went on there.
This time on TNT,
the return of Tiny Little Mavk in This Great Big World.
We play On the Gack, 80s edition.
And we'll introduce you to Crying Guy. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey, it's the Mark Knopfler Show. I'm your host, Mark Knopfler. Hey, take it out. My guest today is Randy Bachman, man. Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you? I'm good.
Hey, all right. Randy, when did you start playing guitar, man?
I worked really hard as a kid playing guitar. I really worked my ass off,
Randy,
to be
that
honest.
Ain't working. 2, 3, 4.
I went into such a Mark Knopfler wormhole after the Mark Knopfler show, and we got such positive feedback from the buds that they loved the Mark Knopfler show. And I forgot that one thing he does, there are two things actually, because I've been listening so much. One is in So Far Away, mm-hmm. when he says, "You've been in the sun and I've been in the rain." It's such a weird, goaty choice, completely unexpected. And the other one that he puts in a lot of songs is the Mark Knopfler laugh, where he goes, "Hey, or, hey,
yeah.
hey, hey." The Mark Knopfler has a goat show.
Banging on those bongos like
hey.
A chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working.
Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Yeah. Take it out.
How's it going, bud?
Pretty good, bud. Everything's great now. I've had a really crazy week. I guess I can explain the reason why we couldn't do the pod last week. Mostly was Annalise. She got sick and really, you know how she's been sick for the last couple months, right?
Yeah.
She, like it was a Friday night or so, she was just had a not a really bad fever, but she was just throwing up constantly. Everything that came in to her body was coming out. And she was just so dehydrated that she was like all black under her eyes and her, you know, she would, her eyes were start, like when she was asleep, her eyes would be open. That's how much energy she was lacking. You
scary.
Know? So, we it got to the point where like this isn't working. It's not getting any better. We tried giving her electrolytes, and everything that she was taking was coming back out. So we called 911, and an ambulance came, and they took her in, and she had to get put onto an IV, and it was just basically a stomach virus that has been going around the school. But because her immunity was low from that bacterial issue that she had a few weeks back, it kind of, she had no immunity to fight it. And, so she just had to be replenished with an IV for 2-3 days. She was in hospital. She just got out today, which is, you know, Thursday. So she spent almost a week in the hospital, and up until yesterday she wasn't eating really. So she just start, like, she's back to normal, she's happy, she's jumping around.
Yay.
But it was a scary little a week. But and we're going to Costa Rica on Saturday, but we were, up until yesterday or day before, we were like, well, we're not going anymore. It's not gonna work. But now we're actually gonna hit the Central American rip, bud.
Well, you said something that really resonated to me, which was, I just want us all, but like, you were like, you know what, if we have to cancel Costa Rica, we're out the money, whatever. I just want us back all under the same roof. And I know that feeling. You just want your people close and know that everything's okay and nothing else in the big picture matters. And there's certainly been lots of evidence in recent weeks as to how important that is. Do you get to go in the ambulance? Like, how does that work when it's a little kid? That's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, one of the worst visions was seeing her little head going into the, you know, on the, you know, the bed going into the back of the ambulance, and Lisa went with her. So it was just scary, man, really scary. And honestly, I don't even like to think about it, but they had to come, you know, they had to be there.
Yeah.
And so it's just, when you have kids, that's all you want. The last thing you could care about is going on a trip, because it's not, even John said it best, my son, because, you know, we spent the money on the tickets and everything, and we were just throwing it around. Well, what if, because we were hoping she'd be okay by Saturday, but so she'd be at home, but not able to go. That's what we possibly thought was going to be the case. So we were thinking about either, what is that noise? Either I would go with John or Jack, or Lisa would go with John or Jack.
Wow.
And so I was talking to John. I was like, John, so what do you think if I go down with you or mom goes down with you? And he's like, that's not a vacation. You know, when you're apart, that just feels like limbo or something. And that's what this house has felt like without, because Lisa's been staying in the hospital up until today. It just felt like everybody's just sitting around in a waiting room, even though you're in your own home, when there's someone not there.
Well, and that's hard, too, to divide and conquer, because life goes on and the boys are at home. So it's zone coverage. Someone has to be at the hospital and someone has to be at home. Like, that's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, and the boys were amazing. John and Jack were just super helpful. And John got sick, too, two days ago. So, like, but his immunity was a lot better. So he just kind of went through it in about a day and a half. But it's severe. It's a really bad stomach flu that gives you a headache and a stomach ache and diarrhea and throwing up, and it really is. It's almost the way it was with Annalise. It was so severe. It just seemed like really bad food poisoning, you know, where it just, it's no matter what, everything is coming out. The bile, you know, there was nothing left. It's just terrible.
Poor little thing. To watch your schmoo suffering like that. I mean, I know
she's back.
One day last week, like, I think a third of the girls' school was out, and it went like crazy through the school. Same thing, Suge had it for a couple of days, but she's fortunately better. First and foremost, so glad to hear that, because that's not fun for anybody.
Yeah.
No, and feels great. Like a good time to give a shout out to
Anna's teacher.
Sorry, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, it feels like a good time to give a shout out to ambulance attendants and EMTs and all those support emergency personnel.
Yeah.
Because, man, the stuff that they see. And, again, lots of evidence of that in the last few weeks, too, of how traumatizing that job must be for them. They're on the front lines, man.
And my daughter's teacher came to the house and brought a card signed by the class and some gifts. So that was really great, too. Yeah.
That's a big deal when you're a kid.
Yeah, it was huge. It made her feel so good. And you could tell that there's just so much energy in that when you think about other people thinking about you.
Yeah.
And it's the same situation again with Humboldt this past week, and this kind of that happening at the same time. It's just such a awful week of worry outside and inside, you know. Yeah. You just couldn't get away from grieving no matter what you did or talked to people. And I mean, it's affected everybody, and we all kind of get together and try and sort it out for ourselves. But I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to lose your kid.
Oh my God!
You know, I just feel so much for the families and the community. Just, you can see it, and when we were if you saw the service at the arena, it was like you were at a family's funeral. That's what it felt like.
The weight of grief, the blanket of grief. And, you know, for every heinous story, like the pastor and his kids following the bus to go to the game and witnessing it, and the pastor having to, you know, kind of be with people as they were losing their life, there are so many stories of courage and bravery and generosity. All the stuff that makes us Canadian, you know.
But
I can't imagine. Yep. And the one thing that's kind of cool is to imagine what a kick those people would be getting out of, like, our logos on the NHL players' helmets, right? Like the reach that they had is spectacular. Yep. It's really cool.
Yeah. So what we're thinking about those families, we're thinking about Humboldt, obviously Saskatchewan, Canada, everybody is pulling for everybody. And I think they've reached over 9 million now on the GoFundMe or something like that. Like
just awesome.
It's really nothing in comparison to the loss, but just to see that amount of support happening is really, really nice too.
Yeah. And it's nice that, Tyler Bieber, the play-by-play guy, is getting so much, mention, and Dana Bronze, the athletic trainer as well. I'm at the Arizona Biltmore, and there was another convention here, and this woman said, oh, I'm from Canada. She's from Prince Albert, and she was friends with the coach. So this is a tragedy that has just extended beyond borders, and as you know, the hockey community is so tight-knit anyway. It's just, if you subscribe to everything happens for a reason, when things like this happen, it makes you wonder, like, okay, well, why would that happen? What is the upside of it? Yeah. And I guess you can make an argument for unity or the generosity that it, there's a prime example. Logan, the kid who donated 6 of his organs to save 6 lives, there was a spike in people signing their organ donor cards in Alberta. Like 500% spike or something the week after. That is concrete evidence of something good coming out of something heinous. But it must seem like there aren't many bright lights, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you're at the Biltmore.
Yeah, I've been down
the Biltmore myself.
It's a wild hotel. It was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, right? He's the architect. And all the sitting U.S. presidents have stayed here, and Marilyn Monroe and things like that. It has a real, deserty vibe. It's like a 4-shower-a-day kind of deal. What were you doing here?
Just playing down there. I stayed there a few times. Actually, I even went to, if you have a chance, go to Tawasin, the Frank Lloyd Wright school that he built.
Is that in the neighborhood?
In the desert. I think it is like a 20-minute drive or whatever. It's really worth seeing because you get to see the tour is incredible and explains a lot of because that's his final spot, right? And there's so many. It is a school, so a lot of his students would be there and still are. Like that if you're trying to figure out his style or that's where you go, you know. It's pretty cool. And he didn't start designing any architecture ideas until he was late 60s or something nuts like that. Something crazy like that. Like he was really old when he started doing that.
Interesting. There's a house.
But I played golf with Randy Johnson, the pitcher at the Biltmore, that nice little golf course.
No there. Way.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I also... I became buds with him back in the day. He's a drummer, and he used to kind of trade tapes, and he liked to, I'd send him like live solos and stuff, and he gave me a one of his jerseys, and whenever we were around, I'd just kind of he was just a big fan of music and drums, so I knew him that way. But I remember playing golf with him there and Duncan from OLP, and we're like, it was to stamp the time perfectly. He was talking about that Sixth Sense movie, you know, the one with the ghost.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, it was right after that, and Duncan hadn't seen it, and I had seen it, and Randy's like, yeah, I saw that Sixth Sense movie the other night. And I'm like, kind of like, oh, he's like, yeah, I didn't know he was dead the whole time.
Oh,
just
my
totally
God.
Blew it up. for Duncan. He's like, oh.
What a totally different viewing experience, knowing that from the start.
When it's Randy Johnson, I didn't know he was dead all the time as he's going by in the golf cart, like knees almost to his head because he's so tall.
That's like starting with To Get to the Other Side. Give me the punchline first. Well, it is a beautiful property, and I'm cooling my jets because I was doing some work here today. Jets, speaking of Winnipeg, and I'm going to do a Comedy Fest gala there for CBC TV on Saturday. So it didn't make sense to go all the way home Thursday to go back to Winnipeg Friday. So it's weird. I have a day where I'm treading water. I'm not used to that. I don't know what to do with myself.
It's funny that Biltmore, that I have even another story of, hey, say it, say it. Yay, aww, Anna's back. Aw,
that's the happiest one ever.
How are you, Anna? Good. Better? Yeah. Yeah, okay, you can take it. Go ahead. Bye.
Aw, sweet.
I played golf there with...
Daddy, also Rebel's here.
Oh, I see him. It's all right. Thanks.
How much did she miss Rebel?
Rebel jumped all over her as soon as she came in the door.
Great.
For like a half an hour. Yeah. Another Biltmore story, though. I played golf there with Ian Leggett, Dan Marley, the basketball player, and Steve Jones, the golfer. He won a U.S. Open. Like, good golfers. And I couldn't believe how much Steve Jones used to have these big hot farts, like, on the greens. These big, long bangs.
Come on.
Well, he'd make like a 20-footer and then let out this big gas, but not really acknowledge it. And it got to the point where it was like, all right, this guy farts a lot, doesn't care about it.
Do you think he does that in Maybe competition? Maybe he had like
farting?
Yeah.
Steve Jones?
Would he
Jones?
Do that in a tournament, do you think?
Probably, yeah. Maybe he got under the skin of his competitors, but He made an eagle on the first hole and a birdie on the second hole. Two bombs. So he was a ridiculous golfer. And another time, I saw Glenn Campbell on that golf course.
Come on, Glenn Campbell.
How about that? The Biltmores. All these classic stories.
That would have been something to see. What was he like?
I just saw him like on the eight, you know, on another green putting. He's like, hey, there's Glenn Campbell. Because I guess he golfed a lot when he was there. Alive.
I mean, the climate is certainly pretty awesome, but I can't imagine what it must be like here in August. If it's this hot now, holy boats.
Yeah. I know, eh? How hot is it right now?
Like mid-90s?
Woo.
Woo. I'm sure it's probably the same in
summertime.
Winnipeg.
It's like 110.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Major Canadian representation here.
In Phoenix, it was so hot that the tarmac, like in this record store parking lot, was like my shoes were going into it, into the tar.
Your soles are melting.
It's like, no, the actual tar itself was so soft.
Wow.
Nuts. Yeah, that's hot.
It's
hot!
In breaking show business news from the Torrens household, Suge and Indigo auditioned for the talent show at their elementary school this year.
Nice.
And this was the choice. They did Ho Hey by the Lumineers, Suge on guitar, Indie singing. But
I love it.
The challenge was they only vote for one. It's peer voted, so your class votes, and only one act from every class can get in. So
man,
Suge's,
that's some competition.
Yeah, it's competition. Suge's class, there were, you know, five or six groups or people that auditioned. Indy's class, I don't know if there were any other ones, but they made the decision to audition in Suge's class, where the competition is pretty heavy. So we haven't heard back yet.
Man.
And the great thing is they sort of had fun doing it, but they don't really care about the outcome. They don't care if they get it.
They just want a party.
Yeah, they just want a party. But that takes some moxie. Especially for Indy as a grade one-er to walk into the grade three class and spit 16 on the hot mic.
No kidding, man.
A little raspy voice and a microphone.
I've been trying to
that's
do
good
it right.
For, that's so good for her confidence, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful stuff right
it's
there.
It's great. Especially, like, I love that they're playing instruments now. Like, Indy's playing piano and Suge's playing guitar and they're kind of into it. Like, obviously, I would love for them to be a sister duo. Because what you want to say is, like, start playing drums now, because if you do, you'll be so cool in high school. Imagine, like, banging on the bottles like a chimpanzee. Hey, that ain't working.
It's Have you ever sat down there with them and been like, are we a band?
Yeah. Our band name is Shugindy.
Oh, that's right.
So it's almost time to take a break, but one of the houses right outside the Biltmore is like this colonial mansion looking thing with four white pillars outside. And I asked the Uber driver whose house it was, and it turns out it belonged to American radio broadcaster Paul Harvey, who's like one of the famous radio guys from back in the day, from Tulsa, yeah, but wow, had quite a career on ABC. Here is, to end this segment, here's a little quote from Paul Harvey that might help put the bigger picture in context. In times like these, it helps to recall there have always been times like these. There you go.
Nice.
Let's take a break. All right. Bye.
Let's take a break. Hey,
Laramie, sorry to just barge into your room, but I'm just right excited because I'm working on my humor writing program from Humber College online. It's like a friggin' Humber party. It's like, remember when you were a kid and you went camping and people had them campfire stoves? It's like I've always had a pilot light inside me, but it just took Humber College to make it spark. And now I'm like a hotbed of comedy coals, do you know what I mean? It's like I've always been this mound of comedic clay, and Humber's just helping me sculpt myself into a work of art. Like, I've had this little comedy clown car in the driveway, but it took Humber to fill it up with gas, so now I can go anywheres in the world with my jokes and my writing and my humor. It's just right exciting, and I don't mean to bother you, but I just had to share it with somebody, and since we're roommates, I thought, Laramie? Hey, Laramie?
What, Andrea? I have my headphones on. What?
Very funny, Laramie. Maybe you should check out humbercomedy.ca, pecker.
I shouldn't be texting while I'm walking, but I really need to get that message to Denise about our 2 o'clock. You've got to be kidding me. Not today. Oh my God. Why would this happen? I dropped my phone down a grate. Oh no.
May I be of assistance? Now the world don't move to the beat of
just one drum. Who are you?
I'm a tiny little Mac.
Wow, you're so small. Do you really think you could get my phone?
Here you go!
Thank you, tiny little mask.
No problem!
He's a tiny little mask in this great big world. I love tiny little mask scenarios.
Do another one.
I like his voice. Okay, I only have a quick second to get something from this vending machine. Caramilk or Doritos? Well, I feel like something salty, but I'm worried that the bag could get stuck. Maybe I'll get a caramilk. No, you know what? The heart wants what it wants. I'm going to get a bag of Doritos and just hope it won't get stuck. Gork, gork, boo-loo-loo-loo. Oh, it got stuck. Darn it.
May I be of some assistance?
Who are you?
I just get out. Here you go.
Oh my gosh. How did you crawl in the... Thanks, tiny little mask.
No problem.
He's a tiny little mask in this great big world.
Do another one.
So he solves problems? That's what he does?
Yeah. He's a tiny little mask.
In the great big world.
Yeah.
Here's one that is a Halifax nightmare. All right.
Oh, okay.
Driving up towards the bridge. Gonna get my quarters out in rush hour. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Uh-oh. I dropped one of the quarters under my seat. Oh no. I don't think I have another one.
May I be of some assistance?
How small is he? He can fit.
I just get under that seat right there. Here you go.
Thanks, tiny little mask. That's so
no
kind
problem.
Of you.
No problem.
How did
my
you get
pleasure.
In my...
My pleasure.
Okay. Can we make Tiny Little Mask a TV show? He's so yeah. helpful and happy.
And he's so tiny.
It's the no He'd problem have... that is my favorite. No problem.
Let's do another one.
Okay. Getting ready for bed. Just going to take my wedding ring off here in the bathroom vanity so I can put my facial cream on without
scratching my... Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. My wedding ring went down the sink.
May I be of some assistance? Now the world don't
So he's small enough to crawl down a drain?
Here you go!
Thanks, tiny little mask.
No problem! Now the world don't
Are the episodes 30 seconds long?
Not even.
Or is it the same person every time, and Tiny Little Mafk is just like their little guardian Mafk?
I like it that he's just kind of like the littlest hobo, just goes from place to place.
Just shows up to fix stuff.
And disappears. Because I like when you're like, oh, all right, he's already gone.
I turn around to thank him, but he's gone?
Yeah. It's going on to the next Tiny Little Mafk situation.
Oh, okay. I ate popcorn at the movie, but there's this one kernel that's caught up in the gum by my molar, and I can't seem to get it with tooth floss.
May I be of assistance?
Huh? Who are you? Who are y'all?
I'm just gonna go. I need my tools. I got it.
What?
There you go.
Thanks, tiny little mask.
No problem. Now the world
Where does he live? Who are his friends?
Everywhere. He just sleeps in someone's pocket.
In someone's pocket?
Yeah, he just goes from place to place.
Like the mouse in Of Mice and Men, and you just put your hand in there and rub him to feel better?
Something happened to him when he was young that stirred him into this tiny mask, and he's felt maybe he almost died, but he promised if he could survive, even though he's small, he'll do everything he can to help good in the world.
I picture him kind of like the IKEA monkey. Like, is that size-wise? Is that what you think?
For sure. And he's, yeah, well, no, he could, well, I think even smaller if he can go down a drain.
And crawl into someone's mouth.
Maybe he has the ability, like he's very wiry, so he is like the size of the IKEA monkey with that jacket, but then he takes the jacket off and he's all skinny and he can get down
stuff. The shearling coat.
You can pick away at your tooth from the inside with his tools.
So what are you going to do down in Costi, bud?
No job too small for the tiny little mask.
Does he refer to himself as a tiny little mask?
Sure.
I guess that way it's not an insult. Thanks, tiny little mask.
No problem.
Now we're going to go just hang out on the ocean, go into the jungle. I don't like zip lining, but we'll do that. I'm not a big heights guy. We'll go check out the mangroves. That's cool. You know, like where you go in around the river systems and along the coast and see all the awesome animals and birds and stuff. Get your parrots on and your monkeys.
Have you been back there since you got married there?
No. No, crazy. And it's interesting. It's funny because our anniversary was yesterday.
Come on. So
it's coming right back, yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, bud.
How many years, bud?
12.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
No kidding. So it'll be interesting to see if it's blown up or touristy or changed.
11. It's 11, sorry. But yeah, it's not changed that much. But because I think it's really difficult now to build on the coastline in Costa Rica. But again, this is kind of a sleepy little town called Estereos Este, and it's like south of Jaco, which is about a couple hours south of San Jose. But it's beautiful. It's very Zihuatanejo styles, like at the end of Shawshank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So... like fresh fruit and everything.
Yeah, it just feels like there's a lot of poor people around and there's not a lot of money, but the fruit is amazing. One thing I noticed down there is the dairy products, like eggs and butter, and it's all fresh. They don't pasteurize it or refrigerate it.
Wow.
So it just tastes so much better.
So it's that's warm milk?
One thing I noticed. Yeah. No, not warm milk, but like eggs. or that, you know, when they what do they homogenize them, whatever the hell they do,
right.
When they don't do that when butter as well. It's like it's soft, but it's amazing.
So is there a town to walk into?
Capos is not too far, but it's like half an hour.
Are you renting a car?
Yeah. Yeah.
What will you get for a whip, do you think? Is it going to be like a Ford Scoodly, like some little brand you've never heard of before?
Yeah, it's some little $15 a day, you know, small, simple. Yeah.
Are the people friendly?
Yeah, definitely. People are really friendly. But again, there's a lot of thievery because nobody has anything. They're not necessarily violent, but there's a lot of like if you take your iPhone and you go to the beach, it's gone. If you leave it somewhere, or even if you're like during my wedding, a lot of people were broken into while they were sleeping and lost a lot of stuff. Yeah, so they just will sneak in while you're sleeping, but they won't harm you. It's more about taking. Because they have nothing, so they figure if you have it and you're down there, then obviously you can afford it. So what's it to you for me to get it when it's going to change my life this next 3 weeks to get your
What did people have taken?
What's that? Oh, bags, like backpacks, wallets, you know, technology.
Wild.
Like, don't bring your iPad or anything like that. Because in the house, even when Lisa's stepmom was 1 year, she boarded up the windows because she wasn't going to be there over a summer, and they like took the windows out.
Whoa.
Like the frames. Like they'll find a way. If you're not there for more than a week and there's something in there, they're going to probably get it. So yeah, when you're there, you have to pay security to kind of watch the place, because they have a little system there where the guys that you're paying, like literally, like they ask for $3 a day, like $4,
to just keep an eye on things.
Yeah, and they'll just sit in a chair out front of your house all night, and if you don't pay them, then that's probably the guy that's gonna be breaking into your house. You know what I mean?
Like, do they wear uniforms? Or it's just kind of an unspoken thing?
No, they're just locals. And, you know, people that they know, obviously, a little bit. But, like I said, if they don't have anything, so $3 is like a job. And they'll tell the guys that they know that are probably doing it somewhere else not to do it there. So it's literally just almost more of a bribe than you're paying somebody. Because those are the same guys that are probably, and there's not all of them, but everybody kind of does everything, every little thing. There's always people working to do jobs all over the place. It's really cool that way to see. I guess it's not that cool, but it's just interesting to see how the way things are. And it reminds me of kind of probably the way things were here like 30 or 40 years ago, when it depends on, like, when people were doing work all over the place, you know what I mean, in fields or taking down trees or just really interesting stuff that you don't see that much here. I remember these guys were, I think they were, like, building a fence or something, but this huge beehive fell out of a tree, and they were all like, ah, screaming and yelling because the bees down there, like the killer bees or like the really big hornets, are nasty. Like, you could probably die really easily if you get attacked by a few of those things.
Are there weird bugs?
Yeah, big time. And like crabs everywhere. Purple crabs.
In your crib?
On the lawn, everywhere. Not in the house, but like if you go and sit on the grass or fall asleep on the grass, they'll be crawling on you. And then if you don't move for much longer than that, they'll probably start trying to take pieces of you. Because they just, that's what they do, right? But they're everywhere. You can hear them in the rainforest, too, underneath the ground.
No like way.
Yeah. And the ants there are just like, they'll take you out. The leaf cutters, the really big guys, are just the fire ants. You'll just see one crawl on your foot, and then like all of a sudden your foot's all burning where it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've been bitten by fire ants. It's the worst.
Oh, it hurts. Yeah. And they just get, they're everywhere.
So what did,
so if
what,
you're in the forest, you
what do you
be
see
careful
for wildlife?
With. Everything, man. Like crazy monkeys? Snakes, scorpions, monkeys. There's always like a pack of monkeys kind of coming. They just go in groups, like tree to tree. You'll just see a group of them come by, you know, a couple times a day.
So cool.
Lisa saw a black jaguar. Black panther jaguar.
No way.
Like really, really rare. The ones you'd never see. She saw one cross in front of their car when she was down there like 15 years ago. That's crazy.
So her dad had a place there. That's this place, right?
It's the house. Yeah, he built this place.
How did he end up down there?
Before he died. He was he worked for the government of Canada. He was an arborist, like tree specialist. And he did mapping, like he did a lot of mapping in northern Canada.
He was a map mask?
He could pilot as well, so he could fly up to tiny little communities and he would map areas that weren't mapped previously. So he was the type of guy that if he was in a canoe on a river with you, he could tell what's coming up based on the trees.
Wow.
Like what kind of things will be ahead, judging on the vegetation of the trees, or seeing what types of trees if they change. It's just crazy stuff that you know, where you and I just see a forest, he just sees like all this information. He built that place there.
So he was drawn to it because it had different types of vegetation and things that he'd never seen before.
No, not that. He was just, it made him travel around a lot, travel the world. And I think he probably looked, they spent a lot of time in Acapulco, but he found that place on the beach, just felt that was the most beautiful beach and area he'd ever been. So that's why he built the house there. It's unfortunate he didn't really live much longer when they did build it, which is very sad, but. It's a beautiful place.
So what is the beach
it's
like?
It's not like a huge place. It's just where it is spectacular.
Is it like white sand beach?
No. Brown. But it's that kind of sand that's like, when the tide goes out, it's like a rock. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just flat forever. So it's a really great beach to walk. You can walk miles and just, it's not like your feet aren't pounding into the sand. It's like almost like you're walking on a boardwalk. So that's amazing. It's not, it's great surfing, but there's really, really heavy duty undertows and channels that will take you out in a snap. So you can't really go out. The kids won't be going jumping out into the waves deep. It'll just be like splash, splishy, close.
Is there, are there lots of, people with big money there, or pretty much nobody?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's very, there's a small percentage that have everything and most people have very little.
Right.
So that's, yeah, you'll see the nice areas are up gated. And, if you go to some of the resorts, you can tell it's like, this is not the same type of people that you see when you're in Capos on the street, you know, going to the supermarket. But it's really, I've never been to Mexico, and I've never been to anywhere in South America or anywhere. So Central America was the only place I've really been down that way. So I just kind of had it's just such a different culture than here, although there is some similarities in the sympathy with the government, the way that they are. Costa Rica is one of the safer places and one of the more, I think they have a good relationship with Canada too, Costa Rica.
I am shocked that you have never been to Mexico.
I know.
How is that?
I've never been to Mexico.
How come you've never been to...
I know, I've never been to the Caribbean either.
Crazy.
So there's that too.
Well, I'm excited for you guys because you sure deserve a break after the last couple weeks, man. I'm glad it's coming together.
Yeah. It's going to be a gas.
Let's take a break, bud.
And take a break.
This episode of Tekken Times is brought to you in part by Chipotle. Chipotle, chips and quack, tacos, and enchiladas. We'll be right back.
We're gonna play on the GAC, but it's all alleged. The song is perfect.
It's on the GAC, alleged 80s edition.
So to be clear, what we're saying is these people might have tried it.
Been on, try the GAC.
Herbie Hancock.
Because the song is called Rocket. So I'm sure you're feeling like one after you do the GAC.
Okay. Who's going first?
Okay, I'm going to say, Tom Berenger on the GAC.
You think he was?
I'm just saying, was he? I don't know. I'm asking you. You think he tried it, maybe?
I'm going to say no.
No? All right.
Dave Stewart from Eurythmics.
Oh, I'm going to say he probably tried the GAC. How about Bruno Gerussi?
No. Do you think?
I'm not saying it like I think. I'm asking you. That's how it works.
I've got to say no. Sylvester Stallone. Okay.
Well, sure.
Tough one, right?
Maybe.
Talk it
out. Yeah, I think he probably tried it. Yeah. Didn't he do pornography?
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I thought he was a porn star. Did a couple flicks.
What you might be thinking of is there's a fabled piece of audio in which he had his mic
on. No, not the cradle. Not the cradle of the balls thing. I'm talking about legit. Like, he was in a porno, I thought.
No.
Yeah. It's worth the Google.
What are you?
Cradle of the balls. Cradle of the balls.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Sylvester Stallone had his mic on, went back to his trailer. The audio guy recorded him having a dalliance with a background artist. And that was the phrase that he kept saying over and over again, right?
Yeah. Cradle of the balls. Come Kevin on, Bacon. Cradle of the balls. Huh?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, sure. Tom Hanks.
Oh, I don't...
Maybe on the set of Big?
I mean, it was a different time.
It was.
I'm going to say no. What about Mr. T?
I don't think so. I think he pitied the fool that did rails.
Right.
How about Richard Klein, Larry from Three's Company?
Oh, for sure. Like right off one of his medallions. His medallion was actually, it housed GAC, and he could unscrew it, and he had a little table and GAC ready to go.
When he's not, what about now when he's teaching his students? Probably not
GAC, but most people he might have some other type of relief.
Okay, your turn.
The other guy from Wham.
Well, we know George Michael did it.
Yep.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he didn't do the GAC.
Andrew Ridgely.
That's the other guy?
Yep.
I'm going to say sure, of course, probably, because that's early 80s. Wham. They were big.
Oh, I've got some good ones. Your turn.
Okay. Paul Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. Okay, you got one?
By the way, with absolutely nothing to base it on, but it's an interesting It's an interesting first reaction game.
It's just a game.
If a little slanderous. Ralph Macchio.
I'm gonna say no. He doesn't seem the type. The Karate Kid. Chachi, Scott Baio for sure.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Jennifer Beals from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze from Dirty Dancing.
I'm going to say no.
He was on the darts pretty hard.
Wasn't he? Because I guess they was thinking he was like Mr. Fit Dancer guy.
Yeah, no. He was heavy on the darts.
Do you think Madonna's ever done GAC?
Probably. One of those crazy experimental New York hangout sessions?
Yeah, for sure.
Studio 54, and she's like 16. Probably gonna happen.
Think Molly Ringwald's done GAC?
Yeah, Tony Danza.
I don't know. Like, I'm always in camp no, but maybe that's very naive. Like, he just strikes me as like pretty straight-laced gym guy.
What about, what's his name? Oh, I got it. Louis Del Grande.
I feel like no.
I was thinking of someone else, but I gave up, so I went with Louis Del Grande. You think no?
Yeah.
What about when he was all hot?
You know who else has a Michael Caine name?
What?
Raw Blow.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Raw Blow.
Speaking of Raw Blow, I'm going to say yeah.
Like,
what about Al Waxman?
Circa Youngblood?
Yeah, Al Waxman.
No.
Circa wasn't he in a sex tape? Raw Blow, that's when he was on the GAC.
Oh, yeah, he must have been on the GAC. Norm Perry from Definition, or from CTV.
Ooh, I'm gonna say between commercial breaks.
Two scoops
before the raisins.
How about two scoops of raisins?
Lloyd Robertson.
No. Olivia Newton-John.
No chance. Would he be like, that's not my bag?
By the way, one of the best pieces of tape I've seen so far this year. Lloyd Robertson was in quite an accident on the highway in Toronto,
and
he did coverage for CP24 of his own accident.
Well, because he was going to see Steve Anthony's last show. That's who he was going to go say hey to him.
Like, oh, was he?
Go on there and pay his respects. Yeah, but he was in an accident on the way over, and that's why he reported it to them.
So, why is Steve Anthony done?
I don't know. I think he said he's getting into doing a business with his wife. Like, just chill.
So he chose to leave. So, he wasn't pushed or anything.
I think so, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, how about this track is playing. We're playing this game. Talking about Steve. Okay, how much GAC was there at Much Music in the early days?
Oh, I'm going to say, what room didn't have GAC in it? And Much Music in the 80s.
Like it could.
I would say you could kind of. You could say that about CFNY. You could say that about Q107 back in the day. That was kind of radio stations and telecommunications company. Imagine like MTV in the 80s. You don't think there was GAC in there?
Oh, for sure.
Right? Crazy kids.
For sure there was.
This jam but is still, you doing it for me.
You can't imagine that people had like bowls of GAC at their desks.
But no, but yeah, it's alleged, right? You gotta say alleged.
Yeah, alleged for sure.
I mean, go to a party and there's like mountains of it all over the place. Anyway. What a jam.
What a jam. It is a great jam. Let's take a quick break, bud.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Calvin, I need to get that pitch document from you because I'm supposed to go into Mr. McPherson's office at 4. So I know I've been asking you about this for a couple of days now. So if you could get it turned around for me, that would be great. Okay?
Cool beans.
What? What'd you say?
Cool beans. Just like, I get it. Like, it's cool.
But what is the beans part?
It's just an expression. It's just,
is it?
It's funny. It's
funny.
It's just fun. Yeah.
I've never heard it. I suppose you spell cool K-E-W-L too, do you? Cool. Dude, are you crying right now? Calvin, get it together, man. This is a workplace. I can't. You're 27 years old. I can't believe you're crying at your desk. It's not a good look. Look, maybe I was a bit hard on you on the cool beans thing. Maybe it's not as stupid as it sounds.
That's crying guy. You like crying guy?
I do. I really do. Can I be a crying guy?
Yeah, you can be crying guy.
Okay, hit me.
We have a jam. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I thought I told you to tape Raw last night, the DVR, you didn't do it.
What?
The hell's the matter with you? You didn't. Look, it's not there.
But yeah, I did. I set up the thing. I pressed the button that's supposed to record okay. It.
Show me. Show it to me.
Can I see the remote for a second? It's here.
Show it.
The PBR list?
Come on, put it on.
I'm trying. Don't... I thought I was
Glenn. You crying?
No.
Oh man, come on! You're crying?
No, I just. I thought I'd put it there.
Listen, man, I'll stream it online. It's okay. Relax.
Cool. Fake crying guy. Guy who cries to get out of a thing.
How about we're at, like, Starbucks?
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll have a grande latte.
Okay. Anything else? Would you like something to eat with your mouth?
What's that?
Would you like something to eat to go with the coffee?
No, no thanks. Just the coffee.
Okay. Would you want a yogurt or anything, or a banana?
No, just the coffee's fine.
Okay. A croissant or a donut, no? I'm so sorry.
I just want a coffee, okay?
Okay, yeah, look, that's a suggestive sell. I'm so sorry, I guess I pushed too hard.
Sorry.
The song swelled at the perfect time.
Crying guy.
Crying guy.
My socks. Should
we do one more crying guy?
Yeah. You do it. How about you guys?
Okay.
Okay, go. Who keeps leaving the Keurig pods in the coffee maker?
I mean, I can't say it was me every time, but I've certainly, you know.
It was you last time.
The odd time.
It was you last time, wasn't it, Oren?
Well,
wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. It's just, I'm going through a lot right now. I have a lot on my mind, and I guess some things,
You're going through a lot, so you decide to make it the workplace more difficult for others, so that's why you're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Just leaving the Keurig pods every day. I got to take out your Keurig pod every day.
Okay, yep.
You're going to keep...
But I guess that's, you know, we're on the same team, and so...
On the team, yeah. You know, just stop doing it, and it'll be fine.
Well, but we help each other out, and then
yeah.
And so
we're helping each other. That's fine. I've been helping you take your Keurig pod out for the last 2 months every day since this machine got in here. You haven't done it once.
What?
Orin.
In fairness, the first 6 weeks, I thought it was because you could reuse them.
Oh yeah, you know that's not true, Orin. Yeah.
Donnie, can I tell you something?
What?
I don't understand why, from the second I was hired here...
Oh, come on.
It's like...
You're crying.
I am the bee in your bonnet.
Quit crying. Just take the damn Keurig pod and throw it in the recycling.
Can you please get out of my personal space?
Okay. Always the victim, eh, Oren?
You're such an asshole. You're such an asshole.
Oh, Oren. Yeah, everybody's like... It's always... Everyone else's fault.
How hot would that gossip be around the office, well, though? Oren was crying in the lunchroom.
That's who we're doing. It's the guy that uses crying to get out of stuff. Because we've seen this in life. There are people that will resort to crying just to avoid confrontation or to not do something.
But I think it happens a lot in, like, when people get pulled over by the cops.
Well... I could see if they're afraid or scared because it's never happened, but I'm talking more about, like, you know, when you're trying to make a point and a person starts crying just to stop the conversation or argument. Like have on the drop ever, of a hat.
Have you ever had a surprise cry?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about when you're like, really? It's like there's totally no reason to be crying right now.
Well, I find I surprise cry... more than I actually cry.
Oh, I thought you were talking about someone who just... I mean, like, surprise. Like, I didn't expect someone to start crying at the drop of a hat. That's what I thought you meant. But no, I've had that.
I meant you surprise yourself.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had...
tears coming to your eyes.
Yeah, the overwhelming well of emotion happens sometimes, for sure.
Yeah. A lot in the last week or so, for sure.
Yeah.
But we were at the Disney... And we stayed, we made it through the day, and we stayed till the fireworks at night, and the girls had little mouse ears on, and I was standing behind them, and
aww.
Their mouse ears were framed by the fireworks.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And it's so obvious, but it's just one of those moments where it's like, man.
Yeah.
You hate to even say it out loud, but everything is so great in their little world at this moment.
Yeah, well, my kids,
it's heavy.
They have bunk beds, John and Jack. So it's like the classic underneath the bed, looking up from the bed. So they're, you know, writing on it, like little things here and there. And it got to the point where I saw, like, Lisa was here and John and Jack's here and a couple lines. I was like, I want to get on there before it's too late. You know what I mean? Like, put my name up there. But when I wrote my name on it, I was just looking at all the other little things that they wrote and I just started bawling. Because, like, I know in a snap... I'll look at that and go, man, these kids were just little kids, and they're not anymore. And that's going to be so fast, you know? It really caught me.
Friend of mine sold his house that he had raised his kids in, and the kids were grown and gone, and they were downsizing. And they had that piece of the door frame where they'd measured the kids every year on their birthday.
Yeah, we got one of those.
And he put it in the sales thing, like, I just want to take this one piece of wood because it's obviously very special to me.
Yeah.
And the buyer was like, no way. No.
Come on.
Yeah. Deal breaker. So he ended up leaving the piece of wood. What kind of monster?
The hell? We have, from our old house, we have a little piece of wood for the same reason from the, we tore it down.
Measuring masks?
Yeah, the little measuring mask. Yeah.
Goes by fast, Bud.
It sure does, Bud. Hey, number 143 in the bookies.
Have fun in Costa Rica.
Thanks, Bud. Talk to you soon.
That's really exciting for you. Can't wait to hear all about it.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
What are you? Doom gong gang go doom gong ju bong bao doom bam bam doom dao.